Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, we got a big show lined up for today, but hang out for just 1 second. If you're interested in listening to all the things that we have to offer on our Patreon page, I'm talking about all of it. Here's how you can do it. For just $15 per month at patreon.com/Bob Seska Show, you can get the ultimate edition of the podcast, and it's entirely commercial free. We take out all the commercials for you. The ultimate edition includes the shadow docket at the end, exactly as we record it. Plus, you get the exclusive Friday After Party podcast with me and Kimberly Johnson. You get to post your own blogs in the member post tab. You get to download the app and participate in the brand new chat room feature, and a whole lot more. All of that for just $15 per month. It's a bargain at twice the price. We pass the savings along to you. That's BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. And now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Is that the full poop?
And nothing but the poop.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, November 2, 2023. And this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi there, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1016 of the Biden-Harris administration, 368 days into the 24 presidential election. You can find me on Threads and Instagram, The Bob Seska. I'm there a lot. Twitter, BobSeska_go, spellable Bob Seska, Patreon, BobSeskaShow.com. Okay, so we've ended up swapping one goth ninja for another goth ninja, but, you know, at least David's here. So let's... All right, here we go. Yeah, Jody is not here. We'll explain in a second. But David Ferguson, of course, you know him from this show.
Not mistake, suckers.
Jesus Christ.
I feel great.
He's jumping back in with both feet. Head first.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
His music project is called Astral Summer. Patreon.com/Astral Summer. That's the link, and it is in the description as well. As always, I put all the links in the description. You know that by now. Do I need to keep saying it? All right.
Sure.
So how the hell are you, my friend? It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah. Let's give the update on Prince the Purple Toe, shall we?
Okay. Why not?
Yeah. Prince is not having his farewell tour just yet.
Okay. Thank God.
I woke up yesterday, and Prince was looking kind of infected. And I called the people at the vascular surgery place. And I was like, and they were like, rah, rah, rah. So I came running in.
That was the actual discussion, right? That's how it went.
Yeah. Okay. And they were like, no, it's going to be okay. It's very superficial, but we're going to have to take these surgical knives and dig around a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So I just want you all to imagine the sound I made as the, like, surgical knife sliced into the cuticle of my already on fire, you know, very painful toe. It was like, I think John McCain went through a very similar thing in a prison camp at some point, like hot bamboo slivers.
Jesus.
And I was like, you know, it went on for a couple of minutes, and I was like, can you just knock me out or something or kill me?
Like, they didn't do anything to numb the pain? No,
topical lidocaine? Topical,
yeah, thanks for nothing, guys, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, it continues to be a journey, which I'm chronicling on the Patreon at patreon.com/astralsummer.
Yep, exactly.
And there's a bunch of fun people, actually, who have gathered up in the comments and stuff.
Yeah.
My fucking sweet, sweet cheerleader friends that are like, you can do this. Don't get drunk. And doctors are no longer prescribing people actual pain medicine because of the opioid epidemic because they fucked it up.
Nope.
And now they're fucking it up the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Because doctors apparently don't do nuance, but like... You know, it's
what, fucking it up the other way is that they're just not giving you anything. Is right. that it? Just saying,
well,
take
they're giving
some
you
Tylenol.
Like really yeah. weak stuff. Okay. Like, yeah. The highest they'll go is a Percocet 5, which, given my tolerance, you know, I have the fact that my history, I have Courtney Love's opiate tolerance. Yeah. So, like, a Percocet 5 is like a peanut butter M&M to me. You know?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No, seriously. It yeah. does nothing to mm. this kind of. And this, I mean, if you look up Blue Toe Syndrome,
yeah.
if you, well, you don't do BTS because it's a Korean pop group I've discovered. A fucking, like, massive juggernaut of, I mean, everything, but yeah. anyway, Blue Toe Syndrome, the thing everything bit of medical literature says about it is like, wow, this hurts.
Yeah.
Like, this is an extremely painful condition.
Right, so. This is helpful. Thank you for informing me that this is extremely painful, and it sounds painful. It sounds horrendous, but I'm so glad that you're not in the hospital anymore, because when
I'm
I heard...
I'm so glad they haven't chopped it off yet. Yeah, no, I was yeah. in the hospital overnight. And yeah, you could probably hear in my the backless gown in my voice when you spoke to me. It was like 19th century mental institution kind of shit. I don't know what's going on with that hospital, but the doctors were just, it was like the guys with the fucking hedge clippers in the Big yeah. Lebowski. They're going to take the Johnson.
It's like the hospital yeah. in The Godfather. It's just right. old timey, right? Like all the surgical instruments are made out of lead. Just crappy tile on the wall, just dismal
green,
and dark.
Green yeah. toothpaste colored tile.
Right. Just random yeah. people with head wounds sitting around in the hallways. Yeah.
Fluorescent lights, flicker, flicker. You know.
A great picture of the American healthcare system.
Your doctor smells like vodka.
You know, you know what? David, before we go any further, I've got to introduce something here because Jody isn't here today. I don't know if you noticed, but she's not. She's not here.
So
because,
we have an AI we yeah, built.
Right, right. Well, what happened was is she was out in Hawaii, and when she got back, she was just extremely jet-lagged from the journey, which I think was last Aww. Night. So so she's yeah. getting some shut-eye. Yeah, yeah.
When but, you're flying from one part of the globe to the other.
Exactly.
With your handsome husband yeah, who drives a Model T.
Right.
Like, yeah, I hate your life, Jody. God, it's such a struggle.
I know.
Enjoy.
It's a tough gig.
Sleep well, girl.
Well, we've wheeled out something that I think should at least fill a teeny tiny part of the void. And that
Why
is
do
the...
you have a stack of broken TVs bungeed to a dolly? Well, the top one's working. This is the Jody Bot?
That, yes, exactly. So this is, yeah, the Jody okay. Bot 3000 will be sitting nice. In for Jody today.
You gonna plug it in? Oh, there it goes.
There it is, yeah. There's that, too. Just in case there's a moment of silence, and I don't think there ever will be, knowing you and me, but suffice to say, if we need a bit of Jody in the show...
F you.
We'll use that.
Nice.
That's the original Jody sound. But this is the new
I like the wig that you put on that top TV.
It looks like Robbie the Robot, but with a
it's
red
four
hair.
TVs strapped to a red dolly.
That's exactly right. Bungeed together, and then if you press a button, it goes like this. You missed that one. We rolled that one out when you were in absentia, when you weren't here.
It sounds like she's just seen like a litter of kittens floating in Jason Momoa's beard. You know?
Whoa. Oh, my God.
See, no, she didn't like that one too much. Jody bought 3,000. No. Okay, so you know what we're going to start with today, I almost called you Jody. Because
it's fun.
Yeah. You know,
well, the Jody Bot's right there, and it's kind of imposing. I don't know how you got it in here.
You know what we're going to start with today is we're going to start with a bit of a game show. And it's okay. In the form of an audio quiz.
You know, it's funny. I'm wearing my big checked suit with the huge lapels and this big wide tie. Yeah. It looks like a trout. I'm ready for 70s game show time.
That's right. I've got a really long, thin microphone that I'm using.
And I'm smoking.
Yeah. So, and Charles Nelson Reilly is here, too, as you're aware. But
I thought that's who I was today. Okay.
So you're the Charles Nelson Reilly of this podcast. So I'm going to play a clip of a politician with his voice altered. This politician, David.
No, this is all Tiny Trump, isn't it? He's gotten bored in his little box.
This politician rips into Republican deficits under George W. Bush and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see how long it takes David to name that Trump critic. All right, are you okay. ready? Are you ready
yeah.
for this?
What do I win?
All right.
Go ahead.
You win my admiration and respect. Here's the clip. We'll see how deep into this clip we can get before you name that Trump critic.
I think if you look at the unified government under W. Bush and under Trump, Republican unified government, They threw out all the fiscal constraints. That was not something people cared about. If you talked about it at that time, it was like they didn't want to hear it. The minute Republicans get out of power, then all of a sudden they beat their chest. They become real fiscal hawks when it comes to all of this stuff. Now, part of the reason I think
I think it's Rick Santorum for some weird reason. There's a frothiness to it.
That is incorrect. We shall continue then with our...
Oh, you're really going to make me actually guess which dickhead this is? Okay, Chris Christie.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we had the lengthy wars,
John Kasich.
Which were clearly mismatched.
No, you can't just randomly name Republicans.
I don't know who this is.
And we don't even know if it's a Republican. It's just a Trump critic. I'm just saying it's someone criticizing Donald Trump.
You're really going to roll it until I guess, dude, this show may be long today because I'm not that on it. I'm not sleeping well. I don't have enough pain medicine, so I'm awake all night. Oh, folks, if you'd like to mail me your pain medicine, there is a mailing address for the podcast at Bob's P.O. Box. And I'll go pick them up there.
Right. Well, just listen carefully to what he's saying, and then maybe you can figure it out based on his tone of voice. And
no, I don't think I'm going to get this.
All right, here we go.
Energy, we spent a lot of money that in hindsight we shouldn't have done. But, you know, I was there for the first 2 years of the Trump administration. There was a faction of us in the House that...
No. I'll never guess this, Bob. I will never ever torture me now.
Let's listen to the rest of it, and then
I surrender. I'm waving a tiny white flag like Wile E. Coyote now.
Okay, so you are officially giving up.
David has make it sound like I've decided not to go skating with you on Saturday.
You've given up.
Like,
fine.
We're officially not friends anymore. Fine.
Here's the actual clip without the voice altering effect on it. So here we go. You'll recognize this voice now.
I think if you look at the unified government under W. Bush and under Trump, it
is Ron DeSantis.
They threw turd blossom out all the fiscal.
Now, if we listen carefully to this, he is criticizing the Republican hypocrisy on the deficit and deficit spending. He is pointing out, as many of us have, and I know I have.
How is Florida's coffer? How's their state budget right now?
I'm talking about the hypocrisy on the federal deficit. This whole thing where Republicans scream about tax and spend liberals. Well, every time there is a Democratic president, the deficit goes down. Whether it's under Bill Clinton, who ended his two terms with a budget surplus, or Barack Obama, who reduced the federal budget deficit after George W. Bush spiked it up to 1.4 trillion, or in fact, Joe Biden, whose deficits have been significantly cut after the massive spending, the irresponsible tax cuts from Donald Trump's horrendous 4 years.
That's what happens when you don't elect people who are anti-government and want to do government like a bunch of monkeys with wrenches banging on 80 typewriter. You know, like, I mean, it's like Republicans don't have any principle. I mean, what is Trump's like vision for the country? What's his campaign? What, you know, platform?
His platform is Donald Trump. That's what his platform is. I mean, whatever I say is the platform, yeah.
They don't have any plans. All I want to do is make liberals cry, and that's not a governing policy. That's just like, and I think that their constituency is shrinking.
Right.
Because this kind of shit is not winning them new fans. It's not anybody waking up today who's going, you know, I'm going to try racism now.
Well, just so you know, just as far as the numbers go, in 2020, the federal budget deficit was $3.1 trillion. In 2021, it was $2.8 trillion. 2022, $1.2 trillion. That is a significant reduction in the federal budget deficit year over year between Donald Trump, who is supposed to be this genius when it comes to things like balancing the budget and running a business and all that crap, all of that myth-making that Republicans have been doing for so many years. But this indicates that, this is the Democrats who are ultimately the fiscal hawks in all of this. It's usually Democrats who are far more fiscally responsible than Republicans. And the myth that keeps getting perpetuated is the opposite of that, of course. Yeah.
That they're going to run the country like a business.
Yeah.
Which means they run it into the fucking ground.
Right. What's Donald Trump's record as a business owner, right? I mean, just fraud and bankruptcy.
No, I remember when, you know, the CEO president. Remember when George W. Bush was going to be like the guy who was going to get in there and do the math and, dude, and it's like ballooned the deficit.
What do you think, Jody Bot 3000?
F you.
Thank you. She agrees. So that's it. That's the first edition of Name That Trump Critic.
Sorry, folks. I failed.
We knocked it out of the park. I think that was
failed.
That was a perfect bit.
We'll never be as good as our Elon Musk with the, you know, the frog.
Right. Elon Musk talking to Dr. Fauci is my favorite new thing. We can't do that without Jody anymore, right? Okay, so meantime, Donald Trump Jr., who's on coke.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Was in court yesterday, and in the context of his testimony with Judge Engoron and the massive financial fraud, Don Jr. was shown a loan document from Deutsche Bank dated March 13, 2017. He signed the document as attorney-in-fact for his father. The document had him attest, quote, "The foregoing presents fairly in all material respects the financial condition of guarantor at the period presented." And when asked about this particular document, he said, "I'm sure I've signed dozens of these certifications in my time as a trustee." Good job. Good job. He just kind of confessed
that. I sign things without reading them.
Right.
Good for you, kid.
So Don Jr. is then shown his father's statement of financial condition for June 30 of 2017. It notes that the trustees were responsible for the report at the time. Don Jr. became a trustee that year, the first of his father's presidency. New York AG's counsel repeated a series of questions about Don Jr.'s involvement in the statements of financial condition for other years of his father's presidency. Don Jr. remained a trustee for 2018, 2019, 2020. Rinse and repeat. Pete, Don Jr. responds with a chuckle. Glad to see he's taking it seriously. Don Jr. has also shown another certification to Deutsche Bank that he signed on October 31, 2017. It also attached a statement of financial condition. And the question from the prosecutor was, "You signed the certification intending that the bank would rely on it." And then his answer was, "I would be fine with them relying on it." Even though it's fraudulent, of course. Of course he'd be fine with that because it inflates their assets. New York AG.
I don't think any of them have any fucking clue what's going on at any given time. Shit is just, life is just happening to Donald Trump Jr. You know, he's like kind of glassy eyed all the time. And, you know, I was looking at him sitting there like getting ready to do, before the court had actually like, you know, gone into session and the photographers were taking pictures of him. He's like, "I should have worn makeup." And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I wondered briefly, I was like, if you had been born into any, like, if your dad had, like, your mom had you, and instead you were, like, abandoned in an Eastern European, like, Iron Curtain orphanage.
Yeah.
And grown up there and handed to some Midwestern family, would you still have been a dick genetically? Like, is that, like, hardwired into you?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Is it the people who raised you, the emotionless reptile that your father is? I mean, that's, you know, I look at Trump, the more I look at him, the more I just see this, like, big pouch-chinned lizard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his eyes are just like black doll's eyes, dead eyes, you know, like.
Yeah, it's just a source. He's just a constant source for bullshit. It just keeps piling up and piling it up. And we're like, okay,
it's a human deep water horizon spill.
Yeah, this is a pile
just
of
millions
shit.
Of gallons of toxic sludge boiling into otherwise blameless water. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's totally true. He's like a human virus super spreader of bullshit.
Right, right. And along those lines, these gag orders, I think, need to be significantly strengthened. I think he needs to be fined not $10,000, not $20,000, certainly not $5,000, which would be the original fine. It needs to be somewhere closer to $1 million, if not $2 million, $3 million, every time he violates the gag order. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, $10,000 is fucking movie tickets to that guy.
You
know, like, I don't know, but I mean, we say that, but I really, how much money at any given time does he have? Because it's all tied up in all these overvalued assets, right?
Right.
And I wonder sometimes if he doesn't have, like, negative $17 in his checking account. You
know,
like,
that would not shock me in the slightest, David. I mean, this is a guy who his entire fortune is held together with, like, duct tape and Russian loans.
Band-Aids and wet bubble gum, yeah. I mean,
yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, his whole financial situation is an entire myth. I mean, obviously, the entire basis behind Letitia James's lawsuit against these guys is because they're built on a mountain of fraud.
Sit on a throne of lies.
That's exactly true. That's 1,000% the case with Donald Trump. And fortunately for him, there's an entire legion of suckers and rubes out there who will believe anything that he has to say. Because
suckers and rubes, suckers and rubes, like little guinea pigs drinking water from tubes. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
it's a, I'm imagining that with like Victorian piano, like suckers and rubes, yeah. Suckers and rubes. Yeah, anyway.
It was like the House Republicans keep posting this loan repayment check that was signed from James Biden to his brother Joe, right? And the whole point of presenting that check is to say, look, check, money, Biden's family.
Checks are something that are super relevant to young people now. They're going to know exactly what that is. is that?
You know, I'm realizing I've done that bit a couple of times on the show with the just the random corruption sounding words that the Republicans are spewing. And you know where that comes from? I just realized where that comes from. Remember that sportscaster character that Joe Piscopo used to do on Saturday Night Live? That's kind of what I'm doing.
You just say Joe Piscopo and I just imagine those eyes, you know?
It's like Joe Piscopo, Saturday Night Sports, and then he'd just shout random words. Basketball, right. Tournament, this weekend.
Fierce, yeah. Suspense.
But that's what Republicans are doing. They've reduced themselves to a Joe Piscopo bit from 1982. Is essentially their strategy with, you know, hanging this corruption
Burisma,
around the neck of Joe
Hunter
Biden.
Laptop. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Election 2024 could be close.
It's so cynical because they understand aforementioned rubes and suckers. They understand low information voters on top of the rubes and suckers who don't even pay attention really to what's happening in politics, at least at the detailed level that we all do. They're just hearing random things as they walk by the TV, or they're hearing their crazy uncle mention random check from James Biden repaying a loan to his brother or whatever. And then they're extrapolating out from, look, check, family, Biden's money, sports, Saturday Night Sports, I'm Joe Piscopo.
Corruption could be shady. Burisma, Hunter. Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, and then they're taking away, oh, I guess Joe Biden's corrupt, and if both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are corrupt with their family money, then no
one. Somebody wrote him a check.
Right. Yeah.
And that's sinister in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly. Because
just like the lady in front of you at the grocery store.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
who
that's right.
Does no. this anymore? Yeah, right. She's got like 16 coupons and now she needs to write a check. Like those damn Bidens. God damn it.
No one.
I mean,
likes-
next time someone writes a check in front of me in the grocery store, I'll be like, you're so corrupt.
Maybe that's the play from the Republicans. Maybe they're playing up that thing that people do that everyone hates. It's like, okay, well, no one likes the lady at the checkout counter who writes a check and takes all that extra time, right?
In 2023, and she writes it meticulously as if she's signing the Declaration of Independence. And you're like, man, my ice cream is melting. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. The next thing that they're going to release is surveillance footage of Joe Biden writing a check for groceries in 2018.
Right. It's like, but this is the thing, is they do this all the time. They pull out some perfectly innocuous audio and they play ominous music behind it. And they're like, see, it's evidence of corruption.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Trump is telling, like, you know, the NBC News, oh, yeah, I fired Comey as a political move.
Right.
It's had to get him out of the way.
Yeah. Ultimately.
I'm so glad to be back. Let me stick this pencil in my eye.
I know. You've been launched out of a fucking cannon today, my friend. But that's just the thing. They need this to stick to the wall because they don't want anyone talking about 91 criminal counts against Donald Trump. That's the whole play here. And so this will turn into an impeachment thing, which also has the added benefit of neener, payback time. Well, you got our guy twice, so we're going to at least get your guy once. It's not going to make any sense, and no one's going to understand it except the low-information voters. And that's it. And then, but at least that'll work. At least we'll get you know what? It's not even going to work. I think my
I
don't think they have the votes.
It's like tainted dog food on the shelves. Like, people aren't buying this.
No.
I don't think it's really relevant to the average voters. Most people are really dialed out of politics right now, even progressive people, because it's exhausting and the Israel-Palestine thing is painful.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, that's a whole different story, because I think what's happening is a lot of people are knee-jerking to conclusions. They're forgetting the forest for the trees, realizing that, or maybe not realizing, that the overzealous behavior of leadership, political leadership, wartime leadership, that's what the centerpiece of the angst should be, not the citizens of either the West Bank, Gaza, or Israel. It's
I'm going to give you my completely shallow take right now.
Okay.
It breaks my heart. It's like crowds and crowds of beautiful men standing around in despair.
Yeah.
In piles of rubble. And I'm like, God, look at them. They should be falling in love or going to university or writing poems or playing in rivers or like, you know, it's just not – their lives are never going to be the same now. It's like that fucking kid that – you know, what's the trash goblin, Bobert, Lauren Bobert's kid is having a baby at 16.
Yeah.
Like his life is fucked forever now. Mm-hmm. Like their lives are fucked forever, torn apart by grief and violence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, it's just such a fucking waste of humanity.
Yeah. Well, whether it's.
And I know they're like, you know, the guys I'm looking at on TV probably would throw me off a building for being gay. But like, I still look at them and I just see all this wasted potential.
Yeah.
Like all these people who could be writing and thinking and doing science or. And it's just, it's. Why?
Well, it's people, it's regular citizens, regular people on the ground who are paying the price for things that happened before they were born.
And it's like God's got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those tragedies that I think is so difficult to wrap our heads around. I think a lot of people are just tuning out from it. And you can certainly see it in the conversation.
Like, good for them. It's kind of self-care in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, not to... You know, I mean, my dad always used to say there's no faster way to get your ass kicked than to bury your head in the sand.
Yeah, right.
But, like, sometimes people, it's like, I don't blame people for pulling back. I've had to pull back a little bit because I'm just sort of on a daily basis, like, managing, like, physical pain and anxiety and uncertainty and not knowing what's going to happen next or how we're going to pay November's rent. And, like, I don't have the bandwidth to take in some of the stuff that's going on.
I was just
going to
say the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's exhausting.
Right. And I completely understand when people go, hey, you know what? I can't process this. This is impossible. The many dimensions of it, much less the human atrocities that are taking place on both sides. And then you add the extra dimension of, well, how do I react publicly? We're so accustomed to saying things on social media, one platform
and
or another.
Picking up tribe.
Yeah.
So, and life doesn't break down into binaries, folks.
Right. Yeah.
It's not all good guys and bad guys. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of knowing what you are as an American and what privileges have been brought to you by the exploitation of someone else that doesn't look like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My
posture on all of this is that, you know, you have to have empathy for the people who have nothing to do with the death and destruction that is taking place. And that's the best we can do. I mean, in terms of the government,
some of them will now.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, I think I've told this story 100 times about the guy I met from Lebanon when I was 18. And I was like, why? Why is everyone so angry? Mm-hmm. Why does it never stop? Why is it always eternally back and forth?
Yeah.
And he said, no one's a fanatic until your sister gets murdered. Their sister gets murdered.
Right.
You know, and that makes you violent. You know, you're not going to go home and be like, well, that's okay. They killed my sister.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's how people get radicalized.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw one guy who I think was a reporter in Gaza, a Palestinian reporter, and he got news that his wife and daughter had been killed. And there was video of it, and he was seated in a car with a driver, and I think he was just going around doing his job. And the anguish and grief on his face was... beyond your ability to, you know, rationalize. And it was just so tragic.
In the name of God. Like, look at that man's face and say, what does this have to do with God?
Yeah. It seems as though leadership, political leadership, is going way overboard. Whether it's Netanyahu or whether it's Hamas, they're going far beyond what's rational and reasonable as far as reactions to the
violence. Life on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a huge problem. Like Benjamin Netanyahu has not gone to the grocery store in the last 50 years.
Oh, of course. And then meantime, Hamas is establishing their bases under populations. So that is its own form of nefariousness on top of everything else. And so obviously our compassion and empathy has to be surrounding these people who are just caught in the crossfire, who don't deserve what they're getting, who had next to nothing to do with the atrocities. And yet there they are. And one of the other big takeaways that I have, and one of the things that I've been wrapping my head around, is the notion of this very same thing occurring in the United States. And sometimes if you play out the current series of events in our politics, you know, there's a timeline that skews way off towards sectarian violence. And so I sit here and I get discouraged. And, you know, fortunately, I've got some friends who have been talking me down recently. But I go, you know what? Gaming this thing out.
Game over, man.
It's really, you know what? It's a difficult thing to do because you see the very real potential of things flying far off the rails. And, you know, at least from my perspective, I've said it for years. Yeah, I'm desperately looking for the cooler heads who will pull us back from that brink. You know what I mean? The brink that we're seeing so well illustrated in Ukraine.
I think we need some hotter heads about stopping the drift.
Yeah, that drift toward fascism. The fact that, you know, fascism is actually going to be on the ballot next year. That is terrifying when you add the extra dimension of persecution of the Jews. The fact that across the United States and certainly overseas, regular Jewish people out on the street or getting off an airplane are being attacked and stalked and surrounded and in danger. Their lives are in danger.
It's so weird, dude. Like,
yeah. I mean,
how do you even like isolate out the Jewish people on your plane? I don't understand.
It's the stereotype. They look for the stereotype. That's one of the evil things about that is they look for the Jewish stereotypes.
But you could look at a Jewish stereotype and it could be someone from Saudi fucking Arabia.
Of course. That's one of the many reasons why it's so fucking horrendous. And so, you know, I was talking about this on Stephanie Miller's show this week. You know, whether it's that situation on the airplane or some of the other, some of the protests that have been happening here, many of them on college campuses, the anti-Semitism is beyond belief.
Don't be an actual Nazi. It's such a low fucking bar.
It really, really is. It really is.
It's like the one great lesson that we should have taken away from the 20th century and some of its catastrophic failures, like the mechanization of war and the, you know, legitimization of fascism. Yeah. We saw that fuck up and fail, and yet here we are again.
Well, yeah, the problem with that is the World War II, Great Depression, Nazi era of human beings on this planet are, you know, they're dying off. We're losing them. We're losing that valuable perspective of Holocaust survivors and people who went through that cataclysm of the 30s and 1940s. And so as a consequence of that, I think people are starting to go, well, let's check out this fascism thing again. And by the way, fuck the Jews.
I'm getting anxiety that we haven't taken our first break.
I know. So am I. I mean,
all right, let's kind of freaking out. Like, we got to take a break, Bob. Yeah, okay. Bob, yeah, Bob, we got to take a break. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm reminded from Jody that... We're way late for a break, so let's take a short break, come back, and talk about more things on the podcast. Yes, right after these words.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
Are we going to go skating this weekend, Bob? Look, I'm going backwards. Can you believe it?
Yeah, this is a brand new single from Freakbase. God, I love it. This is one of his best.
How is he always so good?
I don't know.
Everything he puts out is so good. I'm going to talk to that guy.
Yeah, the production is extraordinary on this brand new single. It's called You Make Me Feel Alive. This drops on November 10th. So it's not even out. You can't get it yet. But what you can do, if you click the link in the description, you can go pre-save it on Spotify. Or as I like to call it, Spotify. Just go to Spotify and pre-save it. Yeah. Again, link in the description under this episode, dated 11-2-23. Just go to bobseska.com, find this dated episode, click that link, scroll on down, and make sure to pre-save this brand new single from the great Freakbase. You Make Me Feel Alive is its name. Okay.
I already love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an instant classic from the great Freakbase. Meantime, Tiny Trump has announced a brand new fake university. Remember, Tiny Trump's previous effort was a place called Trump University that was shut down after a bunch of former students sued Donald Trump and said the whole thing was a scam, a gigantic fraud. Of course it was.
It wasn't even a series of seminars.
No,
it wasn't. You could have passed that off as your thing, but they didn't even half-ass it that far. There were supposed to be like 8 seminars, and they did 3.
Well, after the rousing success of Trump University, he's decided to roll out a brand new thing called the American Academy.
Professor Kimberly Guilfoyle will teach you.
This is amazing.
We spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let
sympathizers
them.
Of many, many different dimensions.
Different dimensions. The fifth,
yes, they're
the
sympathizing with
dimensions
other
beyond the like no one's ever seen before.
Other universes, other universes in the multiverse. They,
exactly.
You know what? They're sympathizers.
Fashionable magnetic universe. Like he's really kind of jumping off the rails lately.
Yes, he is.
Like I mean, it's always been bad. Which I'm like, people are just discovering this. Like he's never been able to get. It's like listening to him talk is like watching a drunk cross an icy street.
I do kind of agree with Tiny Trump. I think the college students need to stop sympathizing with other dimensions. That's a real problem in the United States.
Yeah, they're badasses over there and they need to leave us alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's like for me, it's like saving democracy and then the climate crisis and then college students sympathizing with different dimensions. That's the thing.
We've got enough trouble here in the third, folks.
That's right.
In recent weeks, Americans have been, we can't let this happen. It's time to students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments.
Oh, that's smart.
Is he actually getting smaller as he talks? His voice seems to be getting
He keeps shrinking. That's how he's escaping from his habit trail.
It's just garbage, though. It's just coming out of his mouth. It's just like verbal, like it's what, you know, just garbage.
Well, of course.
Earwax and dryer lint, you know.
Essentially what's happening here, David, is...
It's a combination of earwax, dryer lint, and that blue sawdust they would sprinkle on vomit when the kid threw up at school. Do you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But you know what he's doing here is he's suckering the rubes one more time. He's creating, basically, he's creating a free online university. We're just
They're
about
not even
to get...
listening to him, though. They're just like, soaking in the fucking hate, you know?
All right, let's get get back to this.
Money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American, free of charge, and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills and make that material...
Human knowledge and scales, which he doesn't know anything about because he thinks his weight is 215.
That's right.
...available to every American citizen online for free. Whether you want lectures or ancient histories or...
So Genius is doing an online free university.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I've been off for 2 weeks and I'm already exhausted, Bob. Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. Welcome to my world. I mean, I'm fucking soaking in it. I really am.
Fucking Troth Social, is that the portal? Or like,
no, I don't know what
be
the
a
fuck.
YouTube thing or like.
No, it's just going to start a new website and you just go there and watch lectures and take classes and then you just get a bachelor's degree. You get an actual bachelor's degree for completing the American Academy.
For getting every drawing in the coloring book finished.
That's yeah, right.
Colored in all the way in the lines, you get a degree.
And there's going to be a subcategory for porn where you can just go there
who
and watch
porn. Who are these teachers going to be?
It's
going to be all these people who got fired from their school district during the pandemic because they're like, I don't want masks.
It'll just
children.
Be all Stephen Miller. It'll just be Stephen
all
Miller
parents.
Teaching about ridiculous made up things.
Yeah. An introduction to financial accounting
or
training in a skill trade.
That's
Trump
really.
Junior should go to that because he admitted that he didn't know anything about it.
We're going to teach you to lie on your financial statements. We're going to teach you how to create a fake foundation. We're going to teach you how to create something called the American Academy and bilk people out of their time, money, and effort. Because there will be things that will have to be generating revenue. They're either advertisements or they're going to sell merch.
No, I mean, there's no other reason that he does anything. He's
no, of course not.
Be another whirlpool for people's fucking money. Like,
that's right. Yes, Donald Trump is making something that's going to be presented for free. My ass. No way that's happening. Yeah.
The goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly using study groups.
The goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly. Well, I'm glad he's got priorities in terms of standards. What has he ever done that's been delivered properly? His casinos?
His
no.
children.
His
Except Eric. He spent a little time in the birth canal without any air and that kind of
That's right. They were, they were delivered improperly. They were hatched in an incubator.
Mentors, industry partners.
Actually, the only reason they were delivered is because it was handled by the wives.
And the latest breakthrough in computing.
It's going to have the latest breakthrough in computing.
Thanks, 1963. That's like an IBM guy holding a card. This is a data card. It is the latest breakthrough in computing.
Yeah, our computers will be so small they'll fit into a single room. It's the latest breakthrough in computing. Oh, my God. He actually said that. That really
it's
underscores...
It's like an IBM... black and white film strip from 1962, you know, about data cards and, you know, how they can fit, and, you know, they put a man on the moon.
The latest breakthrough in computing, you type in www and up comes information. It's amazing how that works. It's a miracle of breakthrough computing.
Truly top tier education option for the people. It will be strictly...
Yeah, it sounds like a top-tier education option for the people.
Why does it sound like he's trying to sell me a watch that's going to stop in 2 days, you know?
Non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be...
Well, it's not a real
He-Man
university.
Girls Haters Club.
It's not a real... There aren't going to be campuses where people can go and be jihadists or communists. Or woke. That's not a real university. It's an online. So I can't be woke in my living room as I'm going to the American Academy and learning about.
It's going to block you. If it detects cookies from Mother Jones on your browser, you're out. Sorry.
That's the breakthrough in computing that he was talking about. It's going to be able to
detect liberal cookies.
It's going to detect wokeness through your computer just by watching a video of Stephen Miller talking about general accounting practices.
Yeah, and tax policy. Stephen Miller on tax policy. Can you imagine turning away in that monotone voice about tax policy?
With that stupid accent of his. Oh, my God.
Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize.
So what you can do...
So a 10-year-old, you know? Yeah. It's like he's standing there in his toy castle.
Right.
You know, when I am king, like, it's just... I mean, he has no... And he'll have forgotten about this in 2 days is the thing. Like, you know, this is today's, like, flail.
Yeah.
But he'll flail in another direction in 2 days and talk about how he'll make a huge manufacturing initiative for cars built in the... Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
What can I sell these people on? What are they going to donate for? It's just...
And so what's going to happen here is you're going to be able to get a bachelor's degree from the American Academy, but it's only going to be recognized by the federal government and government contractors. So you'll be able to get a nice government job that you'll lose almost right away.
You can recognize it without hiring people. Like, I know that piece of paper.
Well, and the other thing is he's talking about eliminating, what, 50,000 federal workers?
Ron DeSantis is the guy that wanted to get all the kids back in the schools.
Yeah. So you'll be able to get a job that you're going to be fired from by Donald Trump. What great plan.
It's
excellent.
Like an Ouroboros, you know, the snake that eats its own tail. Is that what you call it?
Yes, exactly. Ouroboros? I don't know. Is that the pronunciation? I'm not sure.
The Academy.
Ouroboros. Ne.
Yeah, maybe at the American Academy.
I am today. I'm going back to the Muppets.
Maybe at the American Academy you'll learn how to pronounce Ouroboros. Maybe that'll be one of the classes.
For the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. Oh, in God. Addition to helping 20 million degree. Americans who have some college education... But no degree.
I think when he does those weird squawks and bears down like that, that's what a kidney stone like passes.
He's got like an entire fleet of kidney stones then.
He's got enough to gravel your driveway, dude. Like he doesn't drink anything but Diet Coke.
Oh my God. Oh my God. If only that were the case. I love the concept of him suffering from an entire gravel driveway full of kidney stones. Holy shit.
American Academy will grant credit for past coursework at legacy institutions and give you the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available. This will be a revolution in higher education and will provide life-changing opportunities for tens of millions of our citizens. Enjoy it, learn from it,
and thank
you.
He might as well be talking about teleporters from Star Trek. You know, I mean, it's just blank idea. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's the latest breakthrough in computing that's going to be driving it, though. Sign up now.
Actually, if we take with Cheska, the latest breakthrough in computing.
Cheska.
Is that what you were just doing?
Yeah, I meant to do that. Take the Cheska out. I don't know why that happens. My brain is just wired that Italian, it's CE is CHA.
Yeah. Well, that's the actual pronunciation of my last name.
I know. Anyway, it's the guy that says, Cheska, the latest breakthrough in computing. Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to take a break. That was fun. Let's take a short break, come back with more show right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Lady in red, creeping in on his bed, top down as I'm saying, but he calls her the queen. Lady in black.
the metal
top
burns.
Down. You know, drive, yeah. hit the gas, put the top down. We're on the highway.
Yeah, it's a single called "Shy Girl." Link in the description, of course. I think we played this one before. Yeah. Love the metal birds, and that's birds with a Y in there, just so you know. Okay, getting back into things on the Big Thursday Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really, really appreciate it. Okay, so RFK Jr.
Zombie T-Rex back from the dead.
Yes. God, man, you're on fire today. I should check in. Okay. Are you literally on fire? Is your hair on fire? Are you okay? Everything's okay?
Everything's fine.
All right.
Toe still hurts a little bit, but
yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, RFK Jr. is getting more donations from Trump voters than Biden voters. And for this, I applaud RFK.
Yeah, that's his cell phone right there.
Jr. Well done, sir. Congratulations. Even though he's considered a long shot, according to media, many see presidential candidate and anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist RFK Jr. as a possible spoiler in the race. But from whom is he really taking the support? According to a Politico report, it appears the GOP frontrunner, former President Donald Trump, is where he's getting that support. Since Kennedy took himself out of the running in a Democratic primary against Joe Biden, the race has shifted. Now that he's running as an independent, he's no longer running against an incumbent in a primary, albeit
one
who's...
Well, they kept putting him on Fox News, and we know how dumb Republicans are. They're like, oh, I know that guy. I've seen his face. Let's donate to him.
Right.
See, familiar, you know, like...
Right. Well, that the anti-vax thing, I think, is a bigger deal than I think we understand, because I think this is what's going to drive many Trump Republicans to vote for RFK Jr. because of his anti-vax posture, specifically the bro science aspect, the bro science faction of the Republican Party is actually the entire Republican Party. I mean, they've all embraced this bro science on one level or another. And it's all centered around, of course, the reaction to COVID. I think there are a lot of suburban moms in the mix, too. Who will be voting
Those
for
are the
someone
people
like
that
RFK
scare
Jr.
me? Like, because like 10 years ago, they were your friends. You went to yoga class with these people,
right?
And then suddenly, the pandemic just snapped.
Yeah,
and they went
yeah.
completely over into I can prevent COVID with grapefruit juice and ginger. Mm-hmm. Like, it's,
yeah. You know, we've been watching that TV series. You know, God damn it, I'm just gonna say it. We've been watching The Morning Show on Apple TV. And,
is that good? For months, I thought it was an actual morning show.
Oh, no.
I was reading about it, where an actual show. Now I know it's a drama, like, you know.
Yes, it's a crazy, over-the-top drama centered around a television network. And it's one of the storylines right now has to do with January 6th. And one of the main characters, played by Reese Witherspoon, her brother in the show was one of the insurrectionists on January 6th. And so Kimberly and I are watching this, and they're reenacting scenes from the insurrection with this character's brother. And so I kept, you know, it was really kind of hammering home the notion that, well, the thing that we don't often talk about when we in the context of the treason that took place that day is just the basic fact. And this is kind of an obvious thing to say, but every single one of those insurrectionists were fooled, were suckered by the most obvious liar in the history of public liars in this country or in human civilization in its entirety.
But it's not just him. He has a huge satellite network of people boosting him. Is
That's
the thing.
True.
Like, he's a terrible liar, but then you throw in the Hannitys and the... And the, you know, the
well,
Tucker Carlson.
All Fox News,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And all just like the, and the AM radio, and the, it's like the message reinforcement juju on the right is strong.
Yeah.
Like they get their talking points off the fax machine from the dead, like, what's Rob Ailes? Mm-hmm. What's his first
Roger name?
Roger Ailes. Yeah, the ghost of Roger Ailes sends the fax every morning with their keywords and talking points. Mm-hmm. And like off they go like little robots. And, you know, Trump can like do the most stupid inane shit. He can drag a piece of toilet paper on his heel all the way up the stairs to Air Force One. But his like the fans will never see it. They are completely sealed into their little fascist news bubble, and it's just, you know, it doesn't matter if he's a good liar,
right?
Because he's got millions of liars who reinforce him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is ultimately the things that caused the insurrection to take place were generated out of Donald Trump's worm-infested brain. So like, how do I frame myself as the winner of this election? Here are the things I'm going to make up. And then all of these people went, well, that sounds about right. Let's go with that.
God damn it.
And so it's no, you know what? Then it's no wonder to extrapolate that out and go with the fact that a lot of them are going to line up with RFK Jr. in the general election because of his lies about vaccines. And that's going to be the basis for what I hope will be.
It kind of cracks me up that he may be a spoiler. A spoiler, spoiler.
Yeah.
Lock you in the bus. Right now I've got the Shy Girl song in my head. But like, rhymes with spoiler, boiler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's he's going to be a spoiler for Trump. And I don't know if you heard Tuesday's show, but Buzz had some great statistics, some polling on the canceling out of the concerns about age. Where
you know, I love poll stories.
I know. This is why I thought I'd update you because I know you love it so. But this one is
It's like tweeting at Rocky Mountain Mike with a request, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I know. But this is showing that the age issue is going to cancel itself out.
Yeah, it figured. Competency really does count, folks, on some level.
Right. Yeah.
And the majority of people in the country are sensible, evidence-based Democrats.
Well, yeah, and among the people who think that both Trump and Biden are too old, Joe Biden comes out on top as far as, you know, okay, well, if you think he's too old, who are you going to vote for anyway? And by and large, the majority of people go, we're going to vote for Joe Biden. So ultimately, that's a wash. So when it comes to that, I'm not overly concerned about the age issue so much. I'll certainly wait for additional polling and then take it as it comes along as far as how honest
it is. I think it's important in the middle of all the drama and all the fuss and who's up and who's down and what the polling numbers say, is that, you know, how many of these things are like the Republican primary? We're exactly where we were a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Trump is on the top, DeSantis is 30 points behind, and the rest of the fucking, you know, orc caucus is hooting and waving their clubs in the air behind them, but they don't have any leaders in there. All they have is people who like snipers, potshot people, like Marjorie Sporkfoot, which, you know, I mean, God, I may have a Sporkfoot when this is all over. If they take Princeton,
that's right.
That's so, God, this is karma coming back to bite me on the, well, fuck it.
Yeah,
maybe there's all the way in.
Maybe Georgia has like a Sporkfoot support group that you can go to. But I mean, imagine going there and you're wearing your hoodies, you know, to remain anonymous. And then you look over and there's Marjorie Taylor Greene sitting right next to you. How about those strange bedfellows?
Still in her like CrossFit workout clothes. You know.
Doing those herky jerky.
I have you know that this afternoon when I was talking to him, you know, I said almond milk, I see her as like the penultimate barista confronting angry Starbucks customer.
Yeah, what do you think about that, JodyBot 3000?
Oh my God.
Okay, so
you're actually going to send me to the Sporkfoot support group. Can that be the name of today's episode?
Sporkfoot support group. Yes.
It's got a certain iambic pentameter thing going on.
There's a little bit of a rhyme there to it. I'm not sure exactly how that works out in the rhyme scheme, but I like the beat of it. Okay, so
I no longer can wear my favorite boots. So my Sporkfoot support group. It's actually a tango.
Speaking of groups, you know the latest thing about Mike Johnson. I mean,
who?
In addition,
oh, that guy.
Yeah, but in addition to not having a checking account, which is super duper weird, he doesn't have a checking account. In fact, I was texting back and forth, as I've been doing many, many days now, with the great Tim Russ from Star Trek Voyager. He and I are texting back and forth about the fact that Mike Johnson doesn't have a checking account. I was like, well, maybe he's a doomsday prepper and he's got like gold coins stored in an old mattress.
Wait, so he gets paid in cash by Congress?
I don't know. I don't know where that money goes. It's a gigantic mystery, along with the fact that he's got a secret, not adopted, adopted son who's only 10 years younger than him.
Jesus Christ.
Are you aware of the secret adopted son?
No, is this the new Nestor?
Like, yes, it is. It's the new Nestor.
Because I totally do get a closeted vibe off that guy. That guy, though, I feel like he's like a piece of pocket lint that they found lurking in a suit that somebody left behind at the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, TikTok.
Like, he's just a total relic.
Right.
From the, like, he's like, you know, talking about, I don't really hate anybody, but it's, you know, lifestyle choice. I'm like, lifestyle choice as a talking point regarding queerness went out of style in, like, 19. 1988.
Well, that's just the
like,
thing.
The
with...
guy is laundering Tom DeLay ideas. Like, where has he been?
Right.
He's like a fucking fossil man. Just unfrozen caveman speaker. Can we call him that?
Sure. It's just a matter of time before he's outed in some way. Because everything is pointing in that direction. And he's got this non-adopted secret son he was, the son was 14 years old and Mike Johnson was 25 when he adopted the 14-year-old. Is that strange? That's a little weird to me.
That's
And this
Christ.
Kid who
they live in like a moss covered mansion somewhere in the bayou. Like, I mean, this is like, the kid's Creole and maybe even his cousin. But
well, you know what?
Still,
it's not,
like,
we can't even say
like
kid.
Tennessee Williams at this point, you know.
Well, we can't say kid because the secret non-adopted son is now in his 40s. He's now like an adult, and he's never in family pictures either. So there's a whole mystery around the secret not adopted adopted son who's only 10 years younger than Mike Johnson. But on top of all of this, on top of the not having a checking account and the secret not adopted adopted son, Mike Johnson was also involved, you're going to love this, David, with a conversion therapy group.
Oh, no.
So
those are the worst.
Where is your...
Yeah. In the fucking world.
This is from CNN. Reports today that Speaker Mike Johnson was involved with an anti-gay conversion therapy group. Johnson's entire professional career, it says here, is tied to Focus on the Family, an evangelical group fixated on...
I'm going to call it now. Yeah, you're right. Okay. He is a total closet case. If he's involved with the conversion therapy people, that means he's as gay as an Easter bonnet on an episode of Bewitched on Easter Sunday. Like, I mean, that is... That Grindr page is out there, guys. Find it.
Good night, everybody. On that note, we shall start wrapping up the show because it's not going to get funnier than that. I'm sorry. At some point, we just have to give up and say, all right, that's the funniest thing that will occur on today's show.
If I could curtsy right now, I would, but my foot hurts too much. Imagine me sort of a tail dip for you folks.
There are people...
Wave one of my tiny forelimbs.
Lots of people just listening to the show have microphones in their hands that they just dropped for us. Everyone's dropping microphones. Okay. So lots more to talk about. And in fact, on that note, we were having this conversation before the show, go figure. David was making a case that 2001 A Space Odyssey has a very obvious gay subtext.
Not super obvious.
Well, don't say anything because we're going to talk about it on the Shadow Dog.
Okay.
I'm just setting it up. That's going to be one of the things we're going to discuss. Plus, my favorite insurrectionist story of the week. Nobody loves Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's another thing we're going to talk about. And
she is kind of a charismaless turd with googly eyes on it.
That's right. Oh, God. I still can't believe that she's governor of Arkansas.
She's literally a turd with googly eyes, okay?
That's right.
Just a piece of human feces with a couple of googly plastic things stuck to it by someone braver than me.
Plus, Texas is up to more fuckery when it comes to doctors and healthcare services for women. We're going to talk about that, too, coming up on the Shadow Docket. So, yeah, here's the thing. Here's what you got to do. I mean, obviously, we just surpassed the first of the year, which means we had a bunch of cancellations from the Patreon page, so we got to make up for that by signing up right now for the Shadow Docket. And
this is where we go out back of the show, and we smoke pot with the bad kids behind the bleachers and talk shit about the people who didn't pay their Patreon. So
that's such a great way to describe what the Shadow Docket is. It's it's the conversation that happens backstage that we just happen to record and present for the special people who decide to give us $5 a month on the Patreon page. And see that what you get for that $5 a month, not only can you listen to the Shadow Docket, but you also get access to the Patreon app and the brand new chat room feature in the Patreon app. And our chat room is hopping. But the only way you can get there is to have the app on your phone.
There.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got to check it out. Go visit the... what was falling? Something just fell off my desk or something.
It's another mic. They're falling like rain.
I don't know. Yes, someone dropping their mic. Okay, have a great weekend, folks. Take care. See you on the Shadow Mic. Bye-bye.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.